Coming up on an all-new Inside the Cleveland Browns, meet rookie Jordan Payton on his last day before becoming a Clevelander.
So I'm excited for Cleveland. I'm excited to make that, you know, my home city. I'm excited to get after it. I'm excited to compete with all the guys.
Go behind the scenes of the Cam Irving and Robert Griffin surprise at North Ridgeville High School.
And watch as Cam Irving relives his high school prom with a very special date. All that and more coming up next on Inside the Cleveland Browns. Good morning, Dog Pound. Welcome to an all-new Inside the Cleveland Browns.
Sarah, it was a big day yesterday at First Energy Stadium. You know why?
Fan Fest.
That's right, Fan Fest, a day dedicated to you, the Dog Pound. There was a ton of action. Take a look.
Can't really ask more from a coach than that. I mean, our players are going to win the games, but you've got to put them in a position to be there, and he's going to set the culture in the building to allow them to become champions.
And you are the greatest fans in the world, and we're so glad, the three of us, to be here to interface with you in this very personal way.
So getting called out of class is not always a good thing, but it's a very cool thing if you just happen to be one of the students at North Ridgeville High School, where Cam Irving and Robert Griffin showed up this past week to give them some new helmets, thanks to United Healthcare and University Hospitals. Check it out.
Today came about based on a partnership between University Hospitals, the Cleveland Browns, and United Healthcare to really take a program to the community that can help young athletes.
The helmets program is another example of the importance of being Heads Up certified through USA Football.
We're here to surprise North Ridgeville High School with some new helmets today.
You know, it's the most popular sport in the United States of America, and we want to make sure it stays safe so that many generations from now they can continue to play.
So, you know, if we call you guys out of class, it's probably something important, right? We've got a couple surprises today that we wanted to show you guys. The first surprise, Cam Irving is a first-round draft pick from the Browns last year. Cam?
Man, you guys just won $25,000 worth of free helmets.
So that leads us to our second surprise. The Browns were gracious enough to bring a mannequin with a new look for the Rangers. Can you show them?
You go ahead.
Sure. All right, let's show them the new mannequin. Why don't you guys grab the helmet off the mannequin while we show it around?
It was cool, but I gotta say, I would have been so scared if I walked up, like,
freaking out.
Yes!
Folks, if you want to win helmets next year for your high school, it's pretty simple. All you have to do is log on to clevelandbrowns.com/community.
Well, fans got a special treat over the weekend at FanFest. They got to see the rookies live in action as they took the field. So let's take a look at it.
These guys all around me, we're just eager and we're ready to get after it and to compete. And with this competition, it brings out the best. You know, it brings out the best in everybody. We're ready. We're eager to get after it. We're ready to just bring wins to this city.
I know what they're trying to do. We're trying to win. You know, we're trying to turn this organization around. And you got the right people in to do it. We have a really good draft class, and hopefully we can be the spark of it all.
I'm not worried about where these young guys are right now. trust me when I tell you, when we get where we need to be, these guys will be exactly how we want them to be when it's time for them to be that way.
All right, Dog Pound, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back at you.
When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, get to know one of the NFL's most tenured coaches and see rookie Jordan Payton's view of LA.
I'm excited. You know, I'm excited to really dive into this professional life, you know, in all aspects, you know, and just really help to change and get after it.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, when Hugh Jackson was hired as head football coach, he knew it was going to be important to put together a great coaching staff. Now, one of those first calls was to none other than Al Saunders. Why? Because of his great energy and his ability to work with players. Take a look and meet Coach Al Saunders.
I'm an animated guy. I enjoy it. I have a lot of energy on the field, and I have a lot of energy off the field. I think that's one of the things that I bring to a building, and I enjoy being a part of what we're doing. I get excited to get here in the morning. I get disappointed sometimes when I leave, and the only reason you leave is to go to sleep a little bit. My wife wish I would be home more often, but you know, you expect energy from players, you expect enthusiasm, you expect enthusiasm from the people around you. So it's always good to bring it yourself, and hopefully it's a little bit contagious and everybody else will feel better about what they're doing in the day. I've worked with Hugh Jackson in two different places. We worked at Baltimore together. And I was his offensive coordinator in Oakland. And I believe in Hugh. I think that he is going to be one of the most outstanding head coaches in the National Football League as time goes on. I enjoyed working with him. I enjoyed working for him. I would like nothing more than to help Hugh succeed as a head football coach. I like the idea of being a part of an organization that can go in an upward direction and potentially win a championship. When I went to St. Louis in 1999, they had the three game wins the year before. They had been the losingest team in the 90s. Nobody gave them a chance. And I went there in 99. That year we won the Super Bowl. And I think it can be done. It's not easy. You know, the progress the opportunity to improve is unbelievable here. The thing that I've learned over the years is there's a lot of different ways to do things, and it's not who's right, it's what's right. And the development of players and the development of coaches are kind of laced with the experience of other people. You learn from other people. You can't teach what you don't know. And oftentimes the expertise and the experience of older coaches who've been through it quite a bit and give you an opportunity to learn a lot quicker and do some things that and avoid some mistakes that you would make, both from a strategic standpoint and a teaching standpoint, that allows you to grow and get better in what you do. I mean, one of the main reasons I'm in coaching and one of the biggest enjoyments that I get is the player or players that I work with, watching them advance and achieve what they are capable of achieving. And it reconfirms that you have possibly the opportunity to influence somebody and make them better than they thought they could be. And that's the excitement and joy I get out of coaching is watching a player who maybe you've given a couple of different techniques or ideas on how to improve their game, and then you look and they do that and they have, you know, some sense of success themselves. You know, that's the enjoyment of coaching, the relationships with players, you know, and the ability to try to help them get better at what they do.
Well, at 69 years of age, Coach Saunders has a ton of energy. You may wonder why. Well, part of it is probably because he's an avid runner. And as a youngster, he grew up swimming. He's a national record holder for the AAU, of course, in swimming. And part of the reason he was a swimmer is because he grew up next to a YMCA facility. And facilities like that, we all know, are reasons why people get involved in sports. Well, Jimmy and Dee Haslam this past week are going to allow thousands the same opportunity that Coach Saunders had. Take a look.
We felt it was our responsibility to get involved in Northeast Ohio. So the opportunity here and what we're doing here today is to really increase student participation in school, get them to attend school, and get them to graduate.
Well, the Cleveland Browns have reached out into the community and taken a great look at what is needed, and there will be five fields that will be refurbished as we lay the plan out to you.
Education is the key to our success. And if we can educate our children and provide an avenue for them to be successful in life. It will address many of the ills of our society. Football, sports, is part of that. It gives that child a sense of being part of a team, being leaders, being contributors to something.
Students have higher grades, less absenteeism, fewer discipline referrals, a stronger internal locus of control, self-management, and better odds of aspiring to and completing college education than those who do not get to participate in athletics and extracurricular programs.
I know what football can do for those who play, and this is a gift for today and the future. My hope is that this will become a model for other teams across the country, what's done right here in Cleveland.
Extracurricular activities, including athletics, make a huge difference in school attendance. Hopefully this will help more people not only enjoy the benefits of playing sports, but stay in school and do better in school to inspire them to have a better life.
I would just like to say thank you to Mr. and Mrs. Haslam and the Cleveland Browns for this amazing gift of 5 new fields in our community. Thank you for your commitment, investment, and believing in Cleveland Metropolitan School District. Thank you.
Pretty cool stuff there for Mr. and Mrs. Haslam. Now, those fields will be used for school activities, obviously, and muni, rec leagues, among other activities as well. All right, Dog Pound, don't go anywhere. We're coming right back at you. When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns,
take a peek into the lives of rookies Jordan Payton and Emmanuel Ogba.
And it's an amazing feeling that the Browns gave me a chance to play the profession I love, so I'm just grateful for that.
Inside the Cleveland Browns. Now, there is no doubt being an offensive lineman is hard work. But John Greco is learning firsthand what hard work is all about as a new father. And he's joining us this week in our Browns Blitz.
My wife and I just had our first baby. It was a little girl, Gia. And the most surprising thing about being a first-time dad is just kind of all the support and help I need to give my wife. A coach that impacted my life the most was my college offensive line coach, Mike Devlin. He really pushed me and kind of taught me what it took to be a leader, to be a hard worker, to succeed. My ideal football weather is low 40s, you know, high 30s, rain, because you know that slows everybody else down. But I'm as slow as it gets. I'm not going to get any slower or faster, so I like bringing everyone back down to my level. My favorite part of practice is right at the end. There's always like a competition period between the offense and defense, and that's really when you know everything's on the line, and that's the closest thing to game situations that you can you know have in practice. My favorite memory with the Browns is just running out of that tunnel for the first time as a starter. I played here as a backup for a couple years, and always you know wanted to do that and be able to do that. And that first time was a lot of fun, just hearing the crowd go crazy, and it really got me pumped up.
So one of John's fondest memories is becoming a starter. I love that. That's a perfect example of how hard work truly pays off. And that's a really good lesson for Jordan Payton. He's our fifth-round draft pick, and we traveled to Los Angeles this past week to learn a little more about him. Check it out.
Hey. Welcome, guys. This is my apartment in Westwood right here, down in lovely Los Angeles. So I got my living room right here, my parents, Kathy and Jerry. I got a lovely view of LA right here. This is one of the perks of living right here by UCLA. Got a lovely little kitchen. Got my big screen, got my football always with me.
So I'm excited for Cleveland. I'm excited to make that, you know, my home city. I'm excited to get after it. I'm excited to compete with all the guys. I'm excited to bond with them and win constantly. Not just, you know, obviously the ultimate goal is to win games, but win every day at practice, win every route, win every catch. I'm going to give it my all. You know, I'm going to, you know, work extremely hard to be consistent and reliable. And that's what you'll see from me in this season. You'll see consistency and reliability. I'm excited. You know, I'm excited to really dive into this professional life, you know, in all aspects, you know, and just really help the change and get after it.
So one of the biggest things we do for fun in Westwood, and with my group of friends, we play a ton of Madden, play a ton of video games. Most of our free time is dedicated to playing video games or competing at something. I'm sure I could find Monopoly around here somewhere or some type of board game that we get after it. And it's always about competing and always about winning at something. So you'll always see that around this apartment, always see us competing with something. My closet is completely filled, so I had to bring all the rest of my shoes out to the living room. And this is kind of, you know, a preview to the extras of my shoes that I have. This is where I keep them, right in the living room. It's quick, it's fast. I can run out the door, grab my shoes, and get out. You know, I'm excited to get to Cleveland because I'm excited to meet new people and explore a whole different city and get used to, you know, a phenomenal city. I've been, you know, looking at pictures and I get to see how pretty it is. And I can't wait to start with this new team and bond together and work together and win together ultimately. So I'm super excited, super blessed. My parents will say the same. They're just excited for me and excited to really be, you know, part of the Cleveland Brown family.
Any team Jordan has been on has been a good team. And so we're looking forward to good things happening in Cleveland.
Confidence comes from being prepared. So that's, you know, one of the things that I'm going to be really trying to work on is just always being prepared every single day that I show up. As a athlete, as a competitor, you want to be the best and just do whatever it takes to, you know, to win and to help the team. Thanks for stopping by my apartment. I can't wait to get started on my rookie mini camp. Thank you, guys.
Jordan Payton, career leader in receptions at UCLA. I can't wait to see him do the same right here in Cleveland in the Dog Pound. Keep it right here. We'll be right back.
When Inside the Cleveland Browns returns, Cameron Irving shows up in a big way for one local high school senior.
Everyone deserves a great prom. Everybody deserves to have awesome memories.
Welcome back to Inside the Cleveland Browns. Dustin, I just love this rookie class.
Me too.
Members from all over the United States, and one in particular even has his roots all the way in Nigeria.
It's an amazing feeling. I'm a professional now, you know. This is my career, so you know, I got to take it like seriously. It's not college anymore. And it's an amazing feeling that the Browns gave me a chance to play the profession I love, so I'm just grateful for that.
When we came over here, really, we don't know much about football. And when they started school, as little as they were, they came back one day and said, Daddy, I want to play football. And so we gave him all our blessings and encouragement. And then ever since then, he had not looked back. So we are really proud to be his parents. And we thank God for the opportunity also Cleveland Browns are giving him to come and play the game he loves. And I know one thing, without any iota of doubt, that Cleveland Brown would be better for that decision. You just need it, just a little time. They will know what they got. They will know what they got.
Sarah, Emmanuel's story off the field, incredible, right? But his play on the field, I expect to be even better. Explosive monster from Oklahoma State. I know the folks, Browns fans, Dog Pound Nation, ready for the fall.
I know, I'm with you on that one. Well, this next story just really warms my heart. Her name's Elna Wright, and she's a senior at Elyria High School. And she suffers from a progressive disorder that's left her in a wheelchair. And when she needed a date to the prom, well, Cameron Irving stepped up. Take a look.
Elna's prom is coming up, and we kind of waited to see if someone would ask her out because in October, her boyfriend of 6 years, he passed away, and it was very sad. And so we kind of thought or hoped that someone would ask, and we understood that, you know, maybe they didn't know that she was wanting to go. So
no one could really, I think, step in that role.
Yeah. It's big shoes to fill. Cody Wilson is an amazing young man, and Elna loved him a lot. And so we figured, I asked her what would she think about if we asked maybe a Browns player if, you know, they would escort her. We put it on Facebook, and immediately, you know, strangers, people that I didn't know, started responding, started tagging other people in it who may be associated with the Browns or
know somebody. It just kind of took off very quickly.
Yesterday I found out that I only needed a date to prom, and I jumped at the opportunity just because I always thought that, you know, everyone deserves a great prom. Everybody deserves to have awesome memories.
Prom nights are pretty crazy. It's like, you know, a culmination of your whole high school experience, and you get to hang out with your friends before you take the journey on to life.
Came and picked her up today, and she looked awesome. She looked amazing. We took some pictures downtown. We saw a lot of her friends, a lot of people that she goes to school with. It's a lot of love in this small town. Everybody knows her. Everybody was commenting on how beautiful she looked, and it gives you a different perspective on life. Now we're here at the Elyria High School prom, and we walked her down the red carpet. And just to see the welcome that she got from her classmates, and words can't really describe how I feel right now. It's just awesome to be able to put and bring that much joy to someone's life with such a small gesture.
It's been overwhelming. You know, it's crazy watching my little sister grow up. And the fact that she has so much support coming from all around was pretty incredible. It's a good feeling. Yeah.
She can't walk, she can't talk, she can't do anything for herself. But her smile and her face, I mean, she's so expressive.
I mean, as a parent, I mean, wow.
What more could she ask for?
I definitely think she's going to remember this, you know, forever, for the rest of her life.
Wow, such a beautiful story, and it's so true. You got to appreciate every blessing.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Dog Pound, thank you so much for joining us as always. But don't go anywhere. An all-new Dog Pound Report is coming at you right now. And, of course, have a great Sunday.